Now, here in lesson 63, as we move along in evaluating DNA, and we've talked about intelligent design and how you see it in information systems, let's break down exactly what DNA is. It's an information code of living organisms. So you see these two pictures where you see how DNA actually is comprised, how it's built. It's a ladder of that's twisted into a double helix. And the DNA structure has always adenine and thymine that bind together in base pairs, and guanine and cytosine, forming those ladders with sugar phosphate backbones, the two sides of the ladder, kind of wrapped in a double helix. Bill Gates, what he said in his book, The Road Ahead, is DNA is like a computer program, but far, far more advanced than any software ever created. Now, why would he say something like that? Well, first, let's talk about its complexity and order, and then the high level of information it contains. So go ahead and click on your screen. There's over 3 million pairings of the four bases of the rungs that we just talked about, a staggering level of mathematical and biochemical complexity. When we talk about information content, it's almost like a blueprint. It has all this information. This information determines everything about me, my eye color, my foot size. Am I going to be right-handed? Will I have heart disease? These 23 chromosomes that make up the DNA structure, the gene, are what actually contain that information that determine these characteristics that I have. This is incredible amount of information, far more so than what we just talked about in lesson 62 about the SETI experiment and all they're looking for to claim intelligence in the universe is a repeating signal, radio signal. You have way more than that in DNA. You have specified information. Let's go to slide 2 and talk about what is this whole idea of information. Well, there is such a thing as information science. Dr. Werner Gitt, the head of Germany's Institute for Natural and Engineering Sciences and expert on information theory, takes us through the requirements, the steps that are involved in information. So first, let's read this statement. Since the DNA code is clearly within the domain of information, we conclude there must be a sender. Okay, so that's the conclusion. So now let's walk through the steps. Go ahead and click on your screen. First, anything material, such as physical or chemical processes, cannot create something non-material. Secondly, the reality of information, non-material entity and not a property of matter. Information, number 3, requires a material medium for storage and transmission. Number 4, information cannot originate in statistical processes. Number 5, there can be no information without a code. You see the definition at the bottom, a system of symbols, signals, or rules for communication used to represent. So if we restate laws 1 to 4, there is no known natural law, physical process, or material phenomenon through which matter can give rise to information. None. So let's look at number 6. All codes result from an intentional choice and agreement between the sender and the receiver. Number 7, the determination for a set of symbols is a mental process that requires intelligence. Number 8, there's no new information arising from an intelligent, purposeful sender. You have to have a sender to have new information. Number 9, all information can be traced back to an intelligent source. And then number 10, information is a non-material basis for purposed systems. So you can show the words I highlighted here in steps 1 to 10, a code, the reality of information, a non-material entity, the fact that any determination for a set of symbols, for an understanding of a message, is a mental process that comes through intelligence, and that information that's transmitted can only come if someone sends it. And the information is a purposed system. There's an attached short video called DNA, God's Amazing Programming Evidence for His Existence, that you can watch. This is lesson 63.